As we shelter in place, providers are stepping up with free content to keep us informed and entertained. We look at the market-leading Stay In and Sling, Roku's Home Together, and why Apple TV Plus is lagging behind. Let's get started.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Video News End Screen Media Podcast. This is Will Richmond from Video News, and Colin Dixon from End Screen Media is with me. How are you holding up there, Colin?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. The weather's turned a bit nicer in California, so I'm able to get outside in my yard. I'm able to walk my dog, and I wave at my neighbors across the street, so
yeah.
I'm holding up very well. How about you?
Holding up, yeah. I mean, it's obviously a really weird, strange time, scary time right now, and just monitoring the news to see if we're getting any progress. So it's a little hard to tell. There's all different signals out there, so it's not entirely clear where we are in the process at this point.
Right. I tell you what, though, I'm really enjoying hearing the birds and the clear air and the quiet. It's so lovely to walk around my neighborhoods and not be assailed by car noise all the time. So, you know, there are some positive things here. And I'll tell you one other positive, Will. There is lots of free content for us to watch, right?
There is. It's remarkable how many different promotions are going on these days. And people obviously are stuck at home. They're sheltering in place, and it seems like there's something new, a new promotion every day. And we just want to talk today on the podcast about just the full range of different offers that are in the market, which companies we think are being especially consumer friendly and offering free access during this stay at home period, and others that are being more conservative. So you are going to get us started.
I am, and I'm going to talk about Sling TV. In fact, I think we're both going to talk a little bit about Sling. And I think I've got to tell you, Will, I think that Sling got way, way out ahead of this, pretty much before anybody else. They launched a thing called Stay In and Sling about 3 weeks ago. And this is that they actually added a whole bunch of live content. Now, a whole bunch of content to their free offering. Now, they've been doing free for a couple of years, so this is not something new for Sling. They've had a lot of content that you could come in and watch for free without signing in or registering a credit card or anything. And they've really decided to lean into the free during this period with this Stay In and Sling. So they launched about 3 weeks ago this program with ABC News Live, along with on-demand kids and lifestyle and entertainment content. They pretty quickly added, I think they added Fox News and Fox affiliates from 18 markets the day after they launched. And in fact, I was talking to Warren Schlichting, who is group president of Sling TV, and he told me actually Fox approached them. When they heard about the program, they loved it and they wanted to be part of it. So as well, last week they unlocked their $30 per month Sling Blue to make it free to everyone through April 5th. And then when April 5th happened, they then switched it so that you could watch Sling Blue for free without signing in, without registering a credit card in the evenings during prime time. So they've really been leaning into free, which I think is great right now. And I asked Warren about this, about why he was doing this. And this is what he had to say. He said, Stay In and Sling is a nice fit. Watch TV. You can keep America healthier. It's fun and it's funny. And it's someplace we can do something. From there, we went to what we want people to do. Stay in and stay safe is step one. Step two is keeping yourself informed, and that's where an emphasis on live linear news began to take shape. So they really were thinking about this not just from the standpoint of of business, and I actually think it's a very smart business move as well. But they were really thinking about this from the standpoint of where we are right now and how they could help. And that's why, actually, that's why I reached out to them, because I wanted to talk to a woman and find out how things were going. And he says it's going great. He says they're seeing tremendous usage through the system. He says there's a significant uptick everywhere regarding television watching, but where we focused, there has been a 120% increase in live linear news viewing, and we've many, many people taking advantage of the free viewing with Sling. So big success for them. And I think it's actually, I think it's probably very gratefully received by a lot of people.
I agree. I think it's a very smart move. And I was actually speculating yesterday in my post that it could actually drive further cord cutting. And there are a lot of good reasons for that. This latest promotion that they call Happy Hour Across America, this is what you were referring to, that they're allowing the free viewing, the free access to Sling Blue in the evening hours from 5 p.m. to midnight. And Sling Blue includes all the major news networks, so Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. It also includes others like Bloomberg, Cheddar, and Newsy. The only thing it doesn't include, of course, is the local broadcasters. But there's also a ton of entertainment networks there as well. And the thing is that, of course, right now there is no live sports. So if you're subscribing to a traditional bundle and you're paying whatever you're paying, $85, $100, $125 per month, there's no sports that would be the primary value proposition. So the idea of taking a break from your traditional package and just going with Sling TV Blue as just a free app that will help to keep you informed, watching the news during prime time, getting access to a whole bunch of linear entertainment networks, a whole bunch of VOD content that they make available. That seems like a pretty appealing offer. And as you mentioned as well, Sling is being very consumer friendly and not even asking for a credit card. So it's basically just sign in and you get access to the service. So there's no risk that you may get charged at the end of 60 days or 30 days or whatever it is. We'll talk about some of the other promotions that are in the market right now. So I think it's the most consumer friendly, and I could see, to the extent that the word of it gets out there and they keep it running, which is the other, I think, a big question is they haven't really said what the timeline for keeping it going is, but to the extent that they do keep it going, I think it could pull some people over from traditional bundles.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the great thing is, I think that Sling has been really successful in drawing in partners. It's not just been Sling reaching out. People have been coming to them. And I think as they've been talking with new partners, they've asked them if they can make some of the content available for free during this period. And I'll give you an example, Zone TV, which recently launched on Sling TV. I talked to Jeff Weber about this, who's the CEO of Zone TV, and they have this thing called Play Kids, which is a premium $5 a month channel, and they're making that available for free for the next month. And Revolt, which is a premium channel from Sean Diddy Combs, the hip-hop music industry leader, and that's available for free as well through Stain and Sling. So there really is a tremendous number of different types of stuff available through this service. And I really think it's very, very timely and really something that is connecting with viewers.
Yeah, I agree. So I think we're on the same page relative to Sling, but they're not the only ones that are offering promotions. There are others that have caught our eye. We've noticed that HBO content, a bunch of their TV shows and also movies are available through both Amazon and Roku. Roku has also been offering 30-day free trials to a whole slew of different premium services, SVOD services. Apple TV is doing that as well. And then, of course, there's the Quibi 90-day trial out there. So lots of other options for viewers that want to gain access to free content these days.
Yeah, and it's not just 30 days. I was looking at the list, and Noggin is available for 60-day free trial starting April 1st. They've got Showtime, Epix, Acorn TV. I mean, this is a huge list of premium channels that people can sign up to through Roku and get these extended free trials. Although I will say, it's not like Sling. Sling is definitely a leader because I think you're probably going to have to at least sign up and nominally remember to cancel. If you do it through Roku, of course, you'll probably already have a credit card registered with them, and so you won't have to re-register that, but you will probably need to remember to cancel.
Yeah, and Colin, we could take a quick detour here just as we're talking about Roku here in the last minute or two. They actually shared some metrics this week, kind of a sneak preview of how their Q1 report is going to go, and we were both pretty impressed with it, with what they released. They said that their active accounts are now increased by about 3 million in Q1 20. That's about 49% higher than the 2 million active accounts that they added in Q1 19. They said that streaming hours were also up 49% in Q1 20, now 13.2 billion. And that's actually more than double what they were 2 years ago, which were 5.1 billion. And actually that number was even more impressive, I think, because they also said that they fully rolled out the new feature, Are You Still Watching, which basically times out a session after 4 hours of viewing if there's no activity. So that would act to actually suppress the number of streaming hours because people could not just leave it on in the background or fall asleep or, you know, whatever else. So those two numbers were pretty impressive. Profitability a bit improved also compared to their Q1 forecast. So they seem like they're weathering the virus pretty well, don't you think?
They do, and I looked at that number with a great deal of interest, the number of streaming hours, Will, and it does sound impressive, improving 50% year over year. But one of the things I do is I track pretty closely how that works out on a per active streamer basis. So I just, you know, I divide that number out and come up with how much people are watching on a daily basis. And basically, when you do that, you get about 3 hours and 36 minutes a day, which is substantial for each of those 40 million active users. That's impressive. But the interesting thing there, Will, is I think you can see the impact of this inactivity timer addition, because that's just an 8.4% increase over Q4 2019, which is much lower than would be suggested by, you know, I'm seeing numbers saying 25 to 40% increase in streaming activity while we've been sheltering in place. So I was expecting to see that number to be much higher. And they did point at this inactivity timer. And I absolutely believe what they're saying here, because when they introduced it last quarter, that actually introduced it in Q4. So it times out after 4 hours and stops streaming if you don't respond. That actually had an impact. I actually saw for the first time streaming minutes on a per user basis decline. It just inched down about a percent. Now it's gone back up again this quarter, but I still think we're seeing the impact of this inactivity timer where people, you know, people were used to just sticking this on and away they went. And I think we talked about this last week. I think I mentioned the fact that Warren Schlichting said, from Sling TV, said that they have an inactivity time and they've got so many complaints about it that they actually ended up disabling it. So what's very clear is that a substantial number of people are hitting this inactivity timer. And you know, they potentially didn't want to, and this is having a substantial impact, I think, on those streaming minutes. But yeah, as you say, pretty impressive performance. But I guess we'll have to wait for their full quarter results in a month to really see how they're doing.
Yeah, and I can certainly see how Warren's point, how people might get annoyed after 4 hours of having to, I don't know what you need to do with Roku. I have to admit, I haven't hit that 4 hour.
You just, all you have to do is hit, you have to say yes to I'm still here.
Yeah. You just click okay. So it's pretty non-invasive, but, you know, what it is it's very friendly to advertisers, because advertisers then get the extra assurance that if there's a session running, that somebody's actually still watching or paying attention to some extent. They haven't just left the TV on in the background or fallen asleep or something else. And that's advertiser friendly. It's also, I think, somewhat consumer friendly in that it, you know, if you've had some type of a data cap from your broadband ISP, it means that you're going to get a prompt there, so you don't just keep running the meter in infinitely. So I would say overall, I think it's the right type of move, but we'll see if there are any sort of protests, like you say Warren has said there, that there are at Sling TV. But meanwhile, we also wanted to kind of cover the other end of the spectrum. We've talked about companies today that are been pretty consumer friendly, been pretty aggressive with their free promotions during the stay at home period. There are others that have not been quite as consumer friendly and aggressive, and you wanted to mention a couple of those.
I did, yeah. So I guess the first one was Apple. Apple last week announced that it was making some shows that are part of its Apple TV Plus available for free. I think actually I haven't been able to watch them myself, Will, because I'm already a member, so I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that they are ad-free, so you don't have to have you won't be seeing ads. You'll be watching these in their entirety. And there's some good stuff in there. There's For All Mankind, which I like a lot, which is about the moonshots in the 60s and 70s. Dickinson, Helpsters, a new movie called The Elephant Queen. So there is some interesting stories in there. But they didn't include everything. So you can't watch The Morning Show. You can't watch Amazing Stories from Steven Spielberg or C. Or I was very surprised, Oprah's show, Oprah Talks, is not included for free either. To me, it just seemed like this was pretty late. They came in, as I say, just last week to make this offer. And it is very limited. And I just can't believe that this is going to move the needle on anybody. I think people will be much better off spending their time with Sling TV than hunting down the Apple TV Plus content. I mean, there are a number of reasons why it's not going to have much impact. First of all, I think that Apple TV itself has actually pretty limited penetration. I was looking at numbers from TiVo, and only about 8.5% of people say they're using an Apple TV. This was for Q4 2019, whereas 21% are using a Roku, 19% are using an Amazon Fire TV Stick or box, and 10% are using Google. So they're sort of well back from all of those. So I think probably not many people have an Apple TV where the Apple TV app will be their primary app. And of course, they do have Apple TV app on Roku and on Fire TV, and so you can access that content through there. But I can't believe there's that many people actually going into those apps, because there's no reason to, right? You've already got an operating system. You've already got all the aggregation stuff that Apple provides. So there's no real reason to be using Apple TV. So I think this content really has a very limited impact. I don't think it really helps anybody very much. They have to really dig around to find this, and I think Apple would have been much better off if they just made the whole thing free for a month or something. That would have given them a lot more exposure.
I think that's probably right. Another challenge that Apple TV is probably having is we know that productions have shut down in Hollywood, and all of the shows in Apple TV are originals. There's no license, there's no library, so they may be wanting to be cautious about promoting too aggressively, because then they set people's expectations after they've binge watched this season that there's another season coming soon, when in fact there isn't going to be one. And that, I think, actually brings up another point, Colin, that we haven't really talked about today, that we didn't mention Peacock, which announced its launch this week. It's going to roll out over the next couple of weeks to all Xfinity, X1, and Flex subscribers. That's about 31 million. And their big advantage is going to be the comfort food aspect. So in contrast to the Apple TV Plus originals only strategy, that's Quibi's strategy, also, of course, is originals only. With Peacock, it's going to be all comfort food. It's all going to be an existing library of programs. I think 7,500 in the base, the free tier, and 15,000 hours in the premium tier. So that's yet another example of a consumer-friendly approach. If you're a Xfinity or Flex subscriber, broadband subscriber already, you're going to get that for absolutely nothing. That seems like that's going to differentiate them.
Yeah, that's a really timely announcement, I think, from NBCU. And I know that they're talking about accelerating the release to the rest of the country. You're right, it's a great set of content. I think Comcast subscribers will be pretty happy to have that available to them, broadband subscribers as well. And so I hope they are able to accelerate that availability to the whole of the country. I think it will probably be beneficial for everybody, particularly them. As you say, comfort food, that's where people are turning. I think one of the things that showed up in some data I was looking at from Alfonso is that Alfonso is a company that has technology in smart TVs where they can recognize what you're watching. And one of the things that showed up in their data pretty clearly is that the news peak is over, and we've sort of settled back at admittedly much, much higher viewing of news content. But what's really happened now is we're turning to bingeable content, and that's also something that Warren Schlichting from Sling confirmed, that people are really starting to spend a lot of time with comfort food, with older shows, with shows that they know, and entertainment that they trust, and they're just letting that stuff play, and I guess hitting that sling, and Roku inactivity timer. So that's definitely something that's going on right now.
Yeah, there's no question. Just a huge proliferation of free content. So I think that might be all we have for today, Colin. Looking ahead to next week, we have Netflix's Q1 earnings report. Netflix has been a big beneficiary of the shelter-at-home guidelines, and I think we both believe that their numbers are going to be positively impacted. So we'll look ahead to talking about that next week, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, just as an early hint, it looks like Netflix has actually increased its share of total connected TV streaming minutes over the last month or so. That leads, of course, to Neil, is according to Nielsen. But I guess we'll be talking about that a lot more next week.
Yep, sounds good. So, Colin, stay well and stay safe. And to all of our listeners, please stay well, stay safe. And we will be back again next week. Thanks again for listening in on this week's edition of the Video News Manuscript.